This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here is your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, good Friday morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings, and I'm in Norman, Oklahoma. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for Valentine's Day, February 14th, episode 2371, brought to you by our good friends at Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Congratulations! You made it to Freestyle Friday. That means Jamie and Glenn are here to lead you into the weekend with some fun horse talk and some really bad ads on Horses in the Morning.
This guy must think we're crazy. He's like, what the hell did I just read?
He's been doing these for us for years. He loves us because I give him the text. He reads it. He's done. He doesn't have to fool around.
So. You know what's funny is we had a new producer. Jemmy hired somebody to help produce Retired Racehorse Radio.
Oh, really?
Okay. And it's a really lovely British man named Paul. And he's not a horse guy. And Joy and I were just laughing because of all the things we were saying that, like, we did an ad for Cashel and we talked about their tush cushion. We're like, this guy must think we're nuts.
You know, he's a British guy that's not a horse guy. There's a few of those, I guess.
Yeah, I know. I guess so. Well, hey, what's coming up on today's show, Glenn?
Before we get to that, Retired Racehorse episode 25 is out, by the way.
Yay!
And you had a fascinating guest. I don't think you were in on this interview, but she trains some of the Queen's Thoroughbreds after they retire.
Yes, she did it right at the time I have to pick up Lucas from school.
Oh, it was a great interview. It was terrific. This girl was terrific. One of the best guests I've heard on your show yet. So,
oh, good. I had nothing to do with it. That's awesome.
Right. No, take a listen, though. She's absolutely fascinating. It's a fun episode. You're going to want to take a listen to that one. It's Retired Racehorse number 25. Just out today. So on the Auditor pre-show, we discussed vet bills and Jamie's rather trying day yesterday. And in the post show, we're going
to
talk
about... It's pretty depressing, to be honest.
Yes. I don't know that you're going to be happy after that one. And the post show, we're going to talk about Valentine rats. That's right, Valentine rats. So to become an auditor and get that quality content, go to horseradionetwork.com and click on the auditor banner.
Is that what we're calling it?
Quality content.
Quality content?
I didn't say it was good. It's just quality. On the right side of the
page. I might say a swear word or two. Pre and post,
maybe,
just so you know.
I think in post she's definitely going to be. So we're if you click on that for as little as $3 a month, you can become an auditor too. And there's been many, many people doing that. So thank you. On Hit 'Em today, we have Pablo on to talk about Staller.com. We're going to take the Never Have I Ever quiz that is making its way around Facebook. And we have a new really bad ads prizes, over $500 worth. And then we have some really bad ads, and a lot of them read by you. But right now, we're going to get into our Daily Whinny.
I haven't wanted to talk about it because I wasn't sure exactly what I was getting myself into, but a very sweet lady donated a Tad Coffin Theratree to me for 6 months just to help all these rescue horses. A tree. It's a tree. No,
outside kind of tree.
Tad Coffin is an Olympic rider, an Olympic eventer, and he now makes saddles, but he makes this thing called the Theratree. I'm going to give you it's so over my head. We believe that the Theratree affects the electromagnetic field around the horse in the far infrared part of the spectrum. The smart ride and Theratree technology works because of the combination of materials, process, and geometry.
All right, just tell us what it did or does.
I don't know what it means. It's got voltage. I don't know, but you don't plug it in. You don't charge it. It's just like
they're wired to the wall.
No, you just put it on the horse, and I was like, okay,
this is... Does it look like a little saddle pad?
Yeah, it looks like a tiny little, tiny saddle for, like, a mouse. It's just tiny little thing that goes around them. And, you know, I noticed that when they would have it on, licking and chewing would commence, but you guys have talked a little bit about this horse that is the Weaver in my barn, and she came in for training, and she just weave. If you leave the Dutch door open, she will sit there and weave all day. Weave, 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 back and forth. And so I thought, I'm going to do my own science experiment. This thing is supposed to like calm them down and kind of like get their body back in order. And so I put the TheraTree on and I was like, I'm going to the house for 20 minutes. I'm not going to stare at her because she's self-conscious. You know, she's the lady. And so I put the TheraTree on and I left. And she was weaving when I put it on her. I had to stop her from weaving to put it on her. And she went back out to weave. And 20 minutes later, I timed it. I came out. Glenn, she was asleep in the stall.
Oh, wow.
With the door open.
Is it could it be like a thunder shirt for horses?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. It's not like a squeeze thing. It's like electromagnetic infrared science. I don't know. I don't get it. So what I want to do is have Tad Coffin. You know, Debbie on Horsemanship Radio did a great interview with him, and I totally listened to it, and I still don't understand. So what I want to do is
to be
get
honest,
Tad
I
on
read
here.
That explanation you put on Facebook, and I had no clue in the first sentence what you were talking about.
It hurts your brain. Yeah. Like it's so science-y and
I heard
amazing.
La 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 la. La, la, la.
That's what I heard in the interview. And so what I want to do is get Tad on and dumb it down. Because
how long did it last after? Did the horse start weaving again?
So I had the vet coming out. So I wanted to take it off so she would kind of like decompress from it and get back to like her crazy self so she could be looked at. And so I took it off and I swear to God, she did not weave for 3 hours.
Oh.
She wore it for 20, maybe, I think she wore it for an hour. And I was like, oh crap, the vet's coming, take it off. So she goes back to crazy. She wasn't crazy up until she didn't start weaving again until the vet was leaving.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it turns out vet and I both have to pick up our children at 3 and we lost track of time and she was at my house for like hours. So we're like, crap. She's like, I'll come back. And I was like, that's okay. Cause she's been wearing their treat. She's not normal anyway. She's normal. Wait, what am I saying?
Well, that's interesting for short periods of time, but you know, what do you do about the other time? You know, so I wonder if stopping them weaving then becomes a habit where they don't weave.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what I'm saying is I just continue to follow up my own personal science trial.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
We'll see how
study
it goes.
Show. Jamie's going to have her own study show.
And this thing is they just rent them out. They don't sell them because they keep updating them and they'll like send you the new one. And I don't know, but I want him to sell it. So I'm going to call him and find out why I can't just buy it. I want to buy it because I used it on Drax too, who was sensitive. When you put the girth on, he started to pin his ears. So I put this on him for 20 minutes before I rode him and he didn't pin his ears. Well, then I had the vet out yesterday and that was like a week ago. I did that. I haven't done it since. And the vet came out yesterday and she's like, his sternum is out. Like he needs to be adjusted from underneath. And she did this like heave ho adjustment thing. And, it makes sense because there's the girth that goes around him, like hugs his sternum and he was comfortable when he would wear it. And I would tag him. I don't understand. It's called the TheraTree. You can find it on thera-tree.com or you can look up like tadcoffinsaddles.com. And, like I said, Debbie had if you are relatively more intelligent than me, you can go listen to Debbie's episode on Horsemanship Radio and check it out there. But I'm telling you, stuff happened. Something happened. Now it's your turn for Daily Whinny.
So I have a very special happy birthday to my friend Corinne. She's 10 years old tomorrow, and she was on the cruise, and we hung out together, and I just wanted to wish her a very, very happy birthday to Corinne. And
birthday.
Apparently, she was actually dancing around the house yesterday singing the Hit 'em Happy Birthday song. So
I want to hear that. Can you record that, please?
Yeah, Robin, record that. Robin's mom. Also, Lisa Dow, we missed you on the cruise this year. She was on the last one. Stephanie Eileen and Abby Fultz. And of course, Stephanie helped you at the... Did she help you at the makeover?
She did. I almost shot her with a bow and arrow.
That's right. And then Abby, of course, comes on once a month from the Chronicle. So we have all kinds of friends' birthdays today. So happy birthday to you all. And then...
She's like, great. Now I'm the one who almost got shot.
That's her life story. Yeah. That's
what sorry, Stephanie.
It's going to be on her. That's going to be on her tombstone. I was the one that almost got shot.
So. She walked right for the target. I had the bow drawn. I was like, don't do that. But she did. Bless her heart.
Yeah, she lived.
She
lived.
She survived.
Blood flowing. That was all good.
Nobody got shot.
Yeah. So let's do something very special now. I Amanda Haas has been an auditor of ours for a long time, probably almost since it started, I think. And her uncle Phil listen to the show in the barn. They have 26 horses, Jamie. So they listen to the horse. They do this full time, and they listen in the barn. They listen to horses in the morning. And she actually bought him for his birthday an auditor membership. So she paid for him to become an auditor, and is adding
him
to the auditor
room.
Yes, he actually likes the show. And she thought he would just get a total kick out of his name being said and a happy birthday on his birthday because he's born on Valentine's Day. Well, I didn't think that was enough. I thought we should do more for Uncle Phil because he likes the show and he's a guy. And there aren't too many of them out there that actually like the show that are men. So we're going to call Uncle Phil and he has no idea we're calling. And we're
Are we calling Bel Air? Sorry, I had to get that out.
We're going to call him. And he has no idea that we're calling, and we're going to wish him a happy birthday in person on the air, which I don't know. We've only done this like twice in the entire time we've been doing. Why? I don't know. But so what we're doing is, so you know, is we're calling Amanda's phone and she's going to hand it to him because we couldn't. She was afraid he wouldn't answer if we just called. So this has all been set up.
Now, this is a story all about
Hello.
Hi, is this Amanda?
This is Amanda.
It's Glenn and Jamie. How are you?
Hi, guys. Oh, I'm great.
Good. Is he there?
Wait, was Uncle Phil in West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground where I spent most of my days? Sorry.
I'm not sure he's a Fresh Prince of Bel Air watcher.
He's Uncle Phil! Sorry.
So he has no idea we're calling, right?
Well, he does now because I have you on speakerphone.
Okay. Hey, Uncle Phil. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I heard you listen to us on occasion.
Yes.
Well,
I send you a few pictures on occasion.
Yes, I think you have. I remember that. Well, and congratulations, apparently, for your birthday. You've got an auditor membership, so you can hang out with the cool kids now.
Right.
He seems thrilled.
He seems excited about that. Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's great.
I'm excited to go on the cruise next year.
You better come next time. We'll have a blast. So now you're born on Valentine's Day. Has that been a good thing or a bad thing over the years?
Well, the year I was born, my brother got real mad and he kind of held it against me ever since because I ruined his Valentine's party. My mom had to go to the hospital.
It's all your fault, Phil.
It's all your fault, Phil. Yeah.
But other than that, my mom always said I was special. And
I'm special, all right.
And I always have a big heart for horses.
Well, you have 26 of them, you better. Jeez.
Uncle Phil, what do you guys do with your 26 horses?
I feed them and I shovel the manure every day and I feed them some more.
Okay. Sounds about right.
We're too tired to do anything else.
That's the way it ends up. That's what happened when we had our big farm. It was like you had no time to ride because all you were doing is caring for horses.
Right. Right. But I make all the hay in the summertime and my niece and my wife and our friends, they all come and help us with the barn chores and we just have, you know, kind of like a family fun thing with them. And Amanda gives lessons, and we have a lot of children that come through the barn and learn all about horses. And it's fun just to watch the kids ride, you know.
He lives vicariously through the kids.
Aww.
That's terrific.
Uncle Phil, I want to get you up. You know what Abby got you? She got you a pony for your birthday. So,
So I gotta ask you. We talked about this on the show the other day about how if your birthday is close to another holiday that you get cheated because, you know, they only acknowledge one. You were born on Valentine's Day, so does your wife get you a Valentine's gift and a birthday gift?
Sort of. She makes me a nice cake, and which we had already this morning.
Cake for breakfast. I love them.
I like that.
We have to supper tonight. So, nice. No, I never got cheated because of Valentine's Day. Well, I always got more Valentines than any other kid in grammar school.
Aww.
Well, happy birthday, Uncle Phil, and thank you guys for listening and being supporters of the show. We really appreciate it. And thanks, Amanda, for answering your phone.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thanks, Amanda.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Get Uncle Phil his very own pony.
He's got eight.
I got about 9 and a half, I think. Amanda and I own one Morgan on half. I got the part you have to put the hay in, and she got the part you ride.
Bye,
thanks,
guys.
Amanda.
Bye. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye.
It's so funny to think about where people listen to us, because we don't talk about that or think about that very often, right?
Nobody listens. That's what I think. No. Makes me feel better.
And they're in the barn. They're listening. Uncle Phil's a great guy. So happy birthday to him. That was fun.
All right, I mean, when a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood, I got in one little fight. My mom got scared. She said, "You're moving with your Indian. Don't go to Bel Air."
You know, I never watched that show.
Oh, my God. I love Will Smith. He's my favorite celebrity.
I think
celebrity
it was
ever.
In a time when I was working nights. So I just, and before VCRs, right? So I never got
that. And you weren't in elementary school.
Yeah, that's true. Partly
so
that.
So that might change something.
All
you're
right,
like let's, 47.
That's not quite that. Right, old. Let's give our guest a call. Pablo is coming on with a website called staller.com that I think Jamie came across a while ago. So mm-hmm. we're going to give him a call. And give a chat. 26 horses. And when you have 26 horses, that's what you do. You clean, yeah. You feed. That's what you do.
When you have any horses, that's what you
that's
do.
True. That's true.
Hello?
Hola, Pablo. ¿Cómo está?
How are you doing?
I'm good. This is Jamie and Glenn from Horses in the Morning, and you're live on the air. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Pablo, tell us about, I came across staller.com and I wanted to hear, to me, it seemed like an Airbnb for horses. Tell us a little bit about staller.com.
So, Staller is an online marketplace, which allows barn owners across the U.S. to list their properties and allows riders traveling with their horses to actually find the right accommodations. So we started here in Florida and have expanded over 25 states in the United States.
So is this still a work in progress to get people to join in?
No, I mean, we have great reception. We've been able to, we're onboarding a lot of barns every week. The concept pleases a lot. Makes a lot of sense. It solves a problem that a lot of people are facing. I think that the most challenging piece is really like to scale on the demand side of things, but we've been able to capitalize on seasonal markets like Florida, New England area, Kentucky, North and South Carolina, which have been like the initial markets that we've targeted. And but the goal being to be able to expand pretty much everywhere and not target specific disciplines or only competition horses, also target, recreational riding.
That is what I liked about it is, when you do a search for the barn, there's when I went to the Thoroughbred Makeover in Lexington, I had to stay over and there's, some websites you can try to pick through listings and there's no photos and it's just like somebody's taking somebody's word for it. And what I like about your website is there's photos of the facility and of the place and of the stalls. And I think that is important for people to have peace of mind for where they're actually stopping. And that is what you guys do. So if I wanted to list my place because I have some extra stalls, what can I do that?
Yes. So the process is very straightforward. You go to a webpage, you create an account as a barn owner, and from there you're able to upload multiple properties. The way it works is that you're going to be requested to upload pictures, put in a description, put in like the amenities that it includes, the pricing, different terms and conditions, and And from there, you submit your property, and we actually review it, make sure that all the information is right and that the pictures are nice or good enough. And from there, we publish the property.
Hi, Glenn.
So all the properties are verified.
Go ahead, Glenn.
I just was on here. I just searched for Ocala. Of course, there's going to be a lot in Ocala because that's where I live. But it's pretty horsey here. But I love the fact that you can search dates. So if you are coming into town for a period of time, it does kind of work like Airbnb that way. You can put the dates in and see if the stalls are available for those particular dates. And you can put disciplines in, because I notice each barn does have disciplines listed. A lot of them have a lot of disciplines listed. But if I'm a dressage rider, I can put dressage, and you can find a barn that's suited to that. Whether you're going to stay there for an entire season, for months and months and months, or a couple days. And that's listed, too. So I like how you broke that out.
Thank you. Yes.
I was going to say, what's really fun, Glenn, is going on and I'm searching Ocala right now and looking at the different beautiful barn ideas that people have.
Yeah. We have some interesting ones at Ocala, too.
I'm learning all about what people do with their property and what types of barns. And it's really, really fun to be able to see all these images.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
The idea is to provide options for every type of, you know, client. It's the whole beauty of a marketplace is to be able to mix and match based on the needs and requirements. And going back to your point before, Glenn, we actually play in different markets. We play in the short term, so we have people who travel and stay overnight or a week or so on. We have seasonal stalls, and we also have a lot of people who are going for yearly stalls. So it's interesting. We have different profiles and different, pain points that we're actually solving for these people.
All right. Well, there's none in Oklahoma, so maybe I'll be the first.
There you go. You'll get all the business that way, because you'll be the first and only. So you get all
exactly.
The business,
exactly. Well, Pablo, this is fantastic. Thank you so much. And again, the website is staller.com, STALLER.com. Anything else we should know?
No, I think that you know everything about Star. We're planning to, grow and extend a lot of new functionalities and benefit to our users. Very sure.
Fantastic. Thanks, Pablo. Have a great day.
Thanks, Pablo.
Thank you so much. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
It is one of the things you see all the time on Facebook is, do I know anybody in that area I'm going to be staying over? There was another website you used too when you were traveling, wasn't there?
Yeah, I used it a lot. But again, it was kind of a crapshoot because I'll give you an example. When we moved from Arizona to Oklahoma, I found a place that was kind of in the middle where I thought I'd want to stop, and I got out, and not to be whatever, but it was a mess. But
it wasn't quite
where
up to
am I
going to
go?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, seriously, I was like, I'm going to have to tie these doors shut with some rope. I need some lead lines here. It was a little bit of a mess. But then the place that I went on the way to the makeover was ridiculously amazing. And then the place on the way home from the makeover was great. I've used it 3 times. And 2 out of the 3 were good, but this is nice because they really give a lot of detail and a lot of photographs. So again, it's kind of hard to navigate if I'm looking for Oklahoma and just not an option. So, that part's not great, but I'm sure it's still being, people still learning about it.
Yeah. It started in Wellington. I think from what I'm seeing here, a lot of it's East Coast at this point. So,
East Coast.
There are a few horses over here, Jamie.
Let's see if there's anything in Atlanta.
No. It's going to be something in Georgia, I would think. It's kind of the next state up. So.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break for Kentucky Performance Products. One of the comments on the cruise was how these commercials make people cry, and I thought because it's Valentine's Day, I would get out the squishiest one I could find. So here you go. This is for you, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day.
You muck out his stall every day. You toss him hay and feed him his grain with just the right supplements mixed in. You adjust his blankets to keep him comfortable. And you always make sure he has enough fresh water. Before you ride, you brush off all the dirt and notice every bump or scratch. As you train, you feel every stride and notice each swivel of his ears as he listens to your aids. After you ride, you pause for a hug, because your relationship is what it's really all about. The feeling you get when you hug your horse is priceless. It's why we do what we do at Kentucky Performance Products. This feeling is brought to you by Nalox Advanced. Fight back against colic and digestive upset. Nalox Advanced provides a scientifically advanced blend of ingredients that work synergistically to maintain your horse's digestive tract in peak condition. The horse that matters to you matters to us.
Thank you to Kentucky Performance Products, and happy Valentine's Day to everybody over there in Lexington, Kentucky. Y'all can thank me later. So, yesterday I saw the Never Have I Ever equestrian edition making the rounds on Facebook. And I thought it would be fun for you and I to do this. If you don't hit every one of these, I'll be shocked.
Okay.
I probably am missing a few, but I don't think you're missing any of these.
I haven't seen it, so
okay. So, Never Have I Ever clucked at someone to hurry up. I know you have. Yeah.
I cluck at Lucas and I whistle. Look, we were in the school last night and I was like, he's like, Mom, I'm over here. So, yeah, I do cluck and I whistle.
Oh, there you go. See, I do that.
By the way, I just whistled and all my dogs just came in the room.
And I want to say hello to Helena's horse. Did you see her post the other day? Apparently, every time we play Daily Winnie, her horse's ears perk up. And she had a picture of the horse standing in the middle of
what
the arena.
What on earth made you think of that right now?
I don't know. Clucking and whistling. Okay. Known the frustration of having a wheelbarrow full of manure tipped over. Yes, Scooter does it to me all the time. I have to give him food now, something really tasty when I go out to clean his paddock, because he will come over. He just takes his mouth, takes the handle of the wheelbarrow, and dumps it.
Well, that just shows he's trained you.
Yes. He has, because I ain't cleaning it twice. Never have I ever counted strides before a speed bump. That's a funny one.
I count strides everywhere. Like, really, I can't help it. Like, I'll count the strides out, like walking out to the barn.
Well, didn't you start in Hunters?
God, that's what's why strides. It's burned in my brain.
Yeah, exactly. If you start in Hunters and Jumpers, you're counting strides everywhere. Never have I ever punched yourself in the face when doing up a girth. Yes.
It's like such a shocking pain.
And, I've done it with halters, too. I throw the end over and you smack yourself in the face. I've done that before.
Oh, yeah.
How about used horse shampoo, conditioner, or shine spray on your own hair? Well, I think every horse girl does that. That's just a given.
Obviously.
Yeah. Judged your dog's movement.
I have a pacer. Zinni's a pacer.
Oh, really? Your one dog is just nuts.
Which dog? The one that gets the golf balls?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's nuts. We found her niche, and so she's good now. She's sane because she... exercise is primary.
In the entire, we spent weekends at your house, and that dog never laid down, ever.
Never.
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 I don't know that dog slept in its entire life.
That's Danny, and she is half border collie, one-fourth Australian cattle dog, and one-fourth corgi. So she's a mess. And Chad will hit the golf ball, and she will go 150 yards in the pasture and find it and bring it back.
That's good for him.
Right in front of his club. Oh, it's awesome.
Worn riding clothes to work, equestrian fashion is in, right? Yes, of course. I mean, you've done that. Or to the store. Here, you go to the store this time of year in Ocala, and all you see is riding breeches. That's all you see.
I can't say that I do it for fashion more than I just wear them because
you forget. Yeah.
I'm already wearing them.
When you're at work. So, made the mistake of putting chapstick on in shedding season. Yes.
Okay, here's what's even worse than chapstick during shedding season, and I just discovered this 2 days ago, is putting chapstick on in mud season, okay? And I'll tell you why. So your horses have been rolling in the mud, because I'm like a chapstick addict, and I put the chapstick on, and I brought the horse like completely covered in mud, but the mud had been dry, And I took her out, put her in the cross ties and started grooming her. And I was like brushing the dry dirt with like a harsh, you know, trying to like get it out. And all of that dirt was flicking off onto my lips. And I've been chewing like a bite down on dirt, like for 2 days.
Good mud pie. It's great.
Ugh.
Oklahoma mud pie. It's a little different than Kentucky mud pie. Probably not quite as tasty. How about set up a jump course for your dog? We used to do that with Glory because Glory, in fact, used to jump the jumps. So she'd be doing 90 miles an hour. She's a greyhound jumping the jumps.
How did they miss set up a jump course for yourself?
Or like, your kids? I bet you've done that for Lucas.
All the time I would run around the house jumping cushions. Like you'd prop up a cushion and jump it. And you know, you hold your hands like, I don't know, like they're, I don't know why, but front legs.
Oh, the next one, guilty. When we had our boarding barn, especially. Remember the name of every horse in the barn, but not the owner's.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know. And I knew the horse's name because I had to help feed him and clean after him. But owners, I only saw them occasionally. So I just viewed it this way. I didn't really need to know their name. As long as you knew the horse's name, they were happy. How about loss?
So we have these two horses, and one of them has like the one that I talked about before the show has like a little defect on her eye. It doesn't affect her vision. And then the other one is like just a touch back at the knee. And so the two, not enough to like make a difference. But I told Chad, I was like, this one has like a kind of weird knee and this one has a weird eye. So now the horses' names are Eyeball and Knee. He's like, you're talking about Eyeball or Knee?
I got to be in Chad's defense here. With many horses as you come in and out of your barn, I just would not be able to remember them.
He can't. He's like, who are you talking about? I'm like, Classy or Grace. I'm talking about Grace. He's like, come on. I'm Eyeball. This next one I never learned until I lived in Oklahoma, and that is lost a boot to a muddy paddock. It sucks out, and then you try not to step down.
And you always step down. You cannot not step down. It's just the thing.
Suck.
We had that in Pennsylvania all the time. Or you have to go out and find the lost horseshoe in the muddy paddock, and that ain't happening.
No.
Return from a quick trip to the barn 7 hours later. Yes, us horse husbands have all experienced that.
Okay, so like I told you, I think Wednesday we talked about how Chad will say, I'll be like, I'm going to run out of the barn. I'll be back in 15 minutes. Is that 15 real minutes or 15 horse minutes?
So true.
It's 15 horse minutes. I'll see you in 6 hours.
Well, this is the entire reason the next one that I wanted to do this, because nobody has done this one better than you and I. And that's conversationally discuss sheath cleaning to a horrified audience. Nobody has done that better than us, except I don't think our audience is horrified. We could probably take that word out.
We have horrified some people. Yeah. So it's your little podcast friend that we...
Yes, we have. Nobody has discussed that more over 10 years than we have to thousands of people.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll still discuss it if you want, because that was Thor, and Thor is aptly named, and it was frightening.
How about use the stall as a restroom? Well, who hasn't done that? I mean, that's just a given too, right? I mean,
do people not do that?
Yeah, I was going to say. And you'd rather shop for tack than shop at the mall. Well, I can't tell you the last time Jennifer spent a mall. I don't have any idea when that was.
Are there still malls?
Actually, the Ocala Mall still has stores in it, although the Sears went out. We drove by the other day and it was a sad day because we saw the Sears sign was gone. So officially,
why were you sad? Because you shopped there so much.
We did shop at Sears. And of course, Sears was part of our childhood. There were no big box stores. You went to Sears or JCPenney. Those were the two stores you went to when I was a kid. That's where you went.
My mom still goes to JCPenney. She'll be like, I went to Penny's. And I'm like, what is Penny's?
It's still
open. What are you talking about?
It's still open, believe it or not. It's still there. Well, let's talk about saddle fit. And then you're going to talk about burning calories at the barn. So total saddle fit.
Okay, if you guys are on the fence about this, let me kick you off the fence. What are you doing? Why do you not have total saddle fit stirrup leathers yet? They're, as I like to call, black magic. I don't understand. It's much like the Tad Coffin Theratree. It just works, and there's science. Don't need to know. No, it's basically they're really wide, really thin, flat leathers. And because they're so wide, they like grip to your saddle and they grip to your leg even better. They feel very smooth underneath your leg. And I want to personally thank Total Saddle Fit because I'm pretty sure they have saved me 6 to 9 times from coming off of a horse.
That's 6 to 9 ER visits you didn't have.
I mean, it's like they're free, Glenn. They pay for themselves.
I can't tell you how many people have posted in the auto room that they attribute these leathers for them not breaking something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. There's been a few challenges that they have saved me. So they've got this wide body design that bring incredible stability to your leg. And it's a smoother transition on the flap, which makes it feels like there's like no leathers under your leg. You know, you get that like bruising on the inside of your thigh. I'm not talking to you, Glenn. Bruising on the inside of your thigh from like big leathers. These do not do that. And they're really easy to pull down and pull back up and adjust and readjust, whatever, for whoever's going to ride. It's super easy. And here's the kicker. They're guaranteed to improve your ride or they'll pay the shipping both ways. I bought something the other day off online and it wasn't the right size. And I was going to have to pay more than I paid for the item to mail it back. How crap is that? So I just kept it. I was like, whatever. But they're guaranteed to improve your ride or they'll pay the shipping both ways. Visit TotalSaddleFit.com to get your pair now. Do it. It's Valentine's Day. That's what you want.
That's
here
right.
You go, honey. This is what I want.
Who cares about that other flowers and stuff? You need something that's going to help keep your body parts in one shape.
It's true. It's true. Yes. So I found something that I think, which let me just stop here and say thanks for nothing. Because now we talked about Goop on Wednesday after the show and the post show meeting. I swear to God, if I see Gwyneth Paltrow's mug one more time, I'm a budget. I mean, every advertisement on every, my computer, my phone, everything is check out Goop. And so I did
and
like
you're such a,
girly
girl. That's perfect.
Uh huh. And here's some of the I got an ad for Goop skincare, an ad for Goop wellness, an ad for Goop exclusives, and an ad for Goop clean beauty. Thank you very much for that. And an ad for the Goop lab. That's
I'm
a thank
you. Glad I can help. And there is no question that your phone is listening because I have talked about things that have showed up 10 minutes later on my feed when I've never searched for it in my life.
It's really scary. You know what? Here's the thing. Just don't be a bad guy. Because you're going to get caught now.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't
listening.
Get away with anything.
They're listening, and apparently you're going to be buying all Goop products. Did you get the $500 salt lick yet?
No, I haven't got that yet, okay. But I ordered me some alfalfa tea.
Now you're
going to
get every salt commercial there is right now.
So I found a list to make y'all feel better about not having time to go to the gym, because I found a list from the morning feed that describes how many calories you burn per hour doing equestrian activities. Let's go with riding. This is funny. At the halt, if you were to sit at the halt for an hour, guess how many calories you burn, Glenn?
I would assume none, but maybe you're just burning calories doing nothing.
I think your heart beats.
Yeah.
So you burn 78 calories an hour just sitting there at the halt. Probably have some leg muscles tweaking every now and then. If you walk your horse for an hour, you guys think about this. If you walk your horse for an hour, you just burned 168 calories. Congratulations.
I burn half of that sitting still.
I know, but then you can walk and burn double it. So
it seems unfair. It seems like it should be like 10 times it.
Yeah, but it's not. Posting trot. These aren't really applicable to you. I'll have some for you in a minute. Okay. The posting trot is 420 calories. Check this out. And the sitting trot, you burn 450 calories. So you only burn 30 more calories an hour by sitting the trot. I would much rather post a trot for an hour and eat those 30 calories.
Yeah, because you're not going to be sitting for the rest of the day. So
yeah, exactly. Cantering burns 514 calories an hour. And if you pick it up, get in 2 point and gallop, you burn 558. And of course, when you fall off, because you don't have total saddle fit stirrup leathers and your horse runs away, you burn 550 calories chasing your horse an hour.
Well,
jogging slowly.
Wow, that's not much different than riding your horse at a gallop. Those two are the same. Pace to stay on is what that's saying.
I would prefer the gallop than the jog. Now for you, Glenn.
Okay. Carriage driving. How many do I burn sitting there?
They didn't cover that.
Oh.
But if mowing the lawn, Okay. It's kind of like carriage driving,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
457 calories an hour. I'm finding it ridiculous. You can burn a lot more calories off the horse than on the horse. So looking back at Amanda and Uncle Phil, they're really getting their physical exercise on because
you're
riding the horse.
26 stalls a day, you're going to be getting the physical exercise. Did it say how much stall cleaning it was?
550 calories an hour to clean stalls.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Uncle Phil, you need to have a big lunch, buddy. Big birthday lunch.
Play a cake for breakfast. By the way, there is nothing better than birthday cake for breakfast, in my opinion. Nothing better.
Get on that. Now I just want cake.
I know, me
too. Feeding horses gives you 306 calories an hour feeding horses. Now, here's the kicker. You know, the most calories, almost the most calories, except for the gallop and jogging after a horse, is grooming. You burn 525 calories an hour grooming. I think that means you need to be active, not just like, you know, spraying Shoshin in your horse's tail. Walking in the field to go get your horse, 335
calories.
Let's be honest,
if you have one horse, how many hours can you spend grooming the thing actively till you just rub its skin off?
You got to get an hour in. I got to get those calories.
Yeah, poor horse is going, it hurts.
Chad will love this. He burns calories driving the tractor. 150 an hour. That's not much. That's kind of like your heart.
Yeah, but you're burning more than sitting
faster
on your horse.
At the halt, yeah. This one surprised me. I would have thought it was more. Painting fences is only 140.
What?
But shoveling snow, for those of you that have been complaining in the auditor page about how
cold 1,000.
It says 450.
Oh, that's
crap. That's shoveling.
I think
very
it depends
slowly.
Where you live and how heavy the snow is, because boy, it sure seems like it's a lot more calories than that.
Somebody underneath this begs the question, how am I still so fat?
It is depressing, though, when you think about an average person eats 3,000 calories a day. You got to do a lot of crap to burn off 3,000 calories a day. You got to work your ass off.
Yeah, you know what, my grandma, this is why I had food issues in my teens, is because my grandma, God love her, she was amazing. She's a wonderful woman. She's a saint. She's an angel. Dolores, you're the best ever. But she would say, while we were eating dinner, this is the difference. She'd be like 110 today, okay? This is the difference between how we parent now versus how they parented growing up. I would go to take a bite of food and she would look at me and go, moment on the lips, lifetime on the hips.
Well, what child needs to hear that?
Anorexia,
yeah, exactly.
My friend.
Bulimia and everything else. God. But
that
was a favorite one of grandmothers. I don't think they ever said it to grandsons, though. Grandsons, they wanted to eat.
Sit down, get some food. You're looking skinny. I can see your ribs. You, no, put down the fork.
Well, that was in the day, though, that your body was the only thing you had to sell at that point to get a husband. And you weren't working for yourself. So.
And my grandmother never was over 90 pounds. I think pregnant. She had three babies. I think she lost weight during pregnancy.
You know,
she's so
both
thin.
Of my grandmothers were skinny as rails. It's funny you say that. They were both skinny as rails. Now, I think alcoholism had part to do with it, but.
Chain smoking and
yeah,
drinking.
Exactly. Oh, God. Chain smoking back then. You were too young to remember the serious smoking days when it was just everywhere. You went.
My mom used to say she would get on an airplane and she'd have to decide between the guy with the stinky armpits or the one chain smoking next door.
Oh,
you would smoke on planes?
Oh, yeah. And then I remember when the smoking section came in, it was in the back of the plane. Like it mattered on the plane that there was a section. The whole plane was filled with smoke after a while. And
I don't mind people smoking.
Awful.
Do what you want to do. Don't put it in my face and recirculate it air.
You remember restaurants. You remember that because that came around while you were probably a teenager.
Let me tell you something. I waited tables I was actually a hostess for the Chop House in Lexington, Kentucky. And
which was
Lexington,
a nice place.
Kentucky, yeah, it's great. I made at least $4.50 an hour, so it was great. but the problem is,
you were hosting, you weren't waitressing. You probably made a lot as a waitress there.
I wasn't old enough, so I was. You have to be like 20 to serve alcohol. Anyway, point is, in Lexington, Kentucky, they're very proud of the fact that they grow tobacco there. And I remember this was quite a long time ago. And I came in, and he was like, "I said smoking or not?" And he's like, "What do you mean you have a smoking section? This is GD Kentucky." We grow tobacco here. We sit where we want. We smoke where we want. I was like, can I get a manager? I don't know how to handle this.
You're all 5'2". He was probably 6'3".
I don't know. I'm scared. You're frightening me.
In overalls.
At the chop house. In overalls, coveralls. Anyway, well, tangent. Let's play as well.
Tell everybody the song we always play on Valentine's Day.
Because I feel like we all need a little love and a little peace. And of course, horses. It's time for Peace, Love, and Horses, Jared Rogerson.
Summer dress, wildflowers in her hair. She can go anywhere on that Palomino mare. She's got Rocky Mountain ivory that she wears around her neck. And the Grateful Dead plays a song in her head. Somewhere between cowboy and hippie, she's all about peace, love, horses, and me. She could end a war with just a smile. She can drive a tractor, belling tape for miles and miles. She says in a sense, grows right out of the ground. She believes in heaven, and what goes around comes around. Somewhere between cowboy and hippie, she's all about peace, love, horses, and me. Doing that song that he sang about two books with different covers, but the pages are the same. As certain as a river in the spring, you seal a deal with a handshake. That's her philosophy. She can rope and ride, she likes hanging out with me. She believes that love is one thing that can't change anything. And she loves me, and that's the part that gets me. She's all about peace, love, horses, and me.
Thank you, Jared.
Oh, I love it. God, I love that song. I just sing along with it. I have to mute myself. Peace, love, and horses, Jared Rogerson. I'm double muted.
Yeah.
You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you today by our friends at Kentucky Performance Products. And, dude, I really think that horse lovers could have split these prizes because they're ridiculous.
Before we get to that, I have a happy story. My happy story of the day. I got to leave everybody with this happy story on Valentine's Day. So, you know, and this, the double reason I want to do this story today is it involves a good story coming out of Florida, which we don't get too often. So I thought I'd share it. So did you see that there was a brewery called Motorworks Brewing that in Florida decided to put adoptable dogs on the cans? It made all the news, awesome. Right? I was on Ellen. It was on Good Morning America. It's made its way around Facebook. Well, they decided to do that. And this is something that came out of it. Monica Mathis in 2017 raised a puppy and into adulthood, but the puppy went missing. The dog went missing. She searched for weeks. She couldn't find it. And then her family had to leave and move to Minnesota. So she lived in Iowa, moved to Minnesota. Well, she was reading a story about the Motorworks Brewing Adoptable Dog Crusade and was looking at pictures on the story of the beer cans. And she recognized, or thought she recognized, one of the dogs. It was a 7-year-old pit mix named Day Day. And it reminded her of her dog. She contacted the rescue, and it, in fact, was her dog.
Oh, my God.
So this dog went from Iowa, ended up somehow in Florida at the rescue. It gets put on a beer can. She's living up there in Minnesota and ends up finding her dog thanks to this campaign. So last week, a worker at the Florida shelter drove up there and dropped the dog off all the way up to St. Paul. Isn't that a cool story?
Yes. Although reading some of it, I have holes to poke, but well, you want me to just leave it happy?
Yes, let's leave it happy. Because I think it's a happy story about Florida. You're not going to poke any holes in
it. Why the hell did you update your microchip information? And why the hell did they have to drive it all the way to you? They put your dog on the thing and they have to bring it to you. You get your ass in that car and you drive down and
I think
get
they
Hazel.
Did because look at all the publicity they got. It hit all the news. So I think that's probably why they did it. It was good for them.
Moral of the story is update your microchip information.
That is a good moral of the story. That is a good moral of the story. But it is a happy ending.
It's ridiculous that they found that dog on a beer can advertisement. That's crazy.
Do you think Motorworks Brewing is really happy right now? I think
I'm going to buy some Motorworks beer if I can find it in Oklahoma.
You do see it here in the store with the dogs on the can.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you do see it here. So there's my happy story. I need a sounder for that happy story stuff. Oh, that's not right. That's completely wrong. How about this?
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader.
Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, that's right. It is time for some really bad ads. That time of the week when listeners submit ads they find on Facebook or Craigslist or someplace, and we just have a little bit of fun with them. And we are so happy to announce that one of our long, long, long time sponsors, Horselovers.com, is starting to arrange the prizes every month. So your name, if you submit an ad, gets put in a hat. At the end of the month, we pull names out, and they become winners of the prizes. So all month long, you can submit. If you read the ad yourself, which we have a lot of today, you get double the entries. People are really tuning into that. And it just makes it so much easier on Jamie and I on a Friday.
And it's just fun to hear you.
Yes.
On the show.
So today we have three prizes worth over $500 provided by Horse Lovers and their friends, the manufacturers. Lickett Toys and Treats are going to donate a package of over $200. Tell us about that, Jamie.
Well, Glenn, let me tell you about Lickett. Horses, it's like horse crack. I don't understand why, but it's just amazing. Banish boredom in the stall or at home or on the road with treats made to keep your horse calm and entertained. From treat bars to tongue twisters, again, this would be like where Paul, the producer, I'd have to laugh, like tongue twisters to paddock treats in a variety of flavors, from raspberry to apple to butterscotch, and even the most discriminating horse palate or temperament will be entertained. I want a butterscotch one.
I didn't
refill packs from Lickett. They have refill packs too, so we're going to give you a wide selection of Lickett products. You can find them all at Horse Lovers with a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and I think I need
So that's $200 worth of liquid. So that keeps your horse entertained for a while. And then a Gatsby 1680 denier waterproof turnout sheet comes in six sizes, four different colors. You're going to get your pick valued at $159. Tell us about that, Jamie.
Help your horse stay warm and dry this winter with the Gatsby Premium 1680D Waterproof and Breathable Turnout Sheet. Accept no substitutes. This turnout blanket is designed for maximum coverage and will give you years of use in all weather conditions. 1680 Denier Super Strong Outer Shell, fully waterproof and breathable, crisscross nylon slurge singles, tail flap, and adjustable nylon leg straps. Available in six sizes, four colors.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you. What was his name that used to do all the announcing?
I'm the Micro Machine guy.
Yeah, exactly. And then everybody knows Kensington Plaid. You know the Kensington Plaid stuff, right? It's just absolutely beautiful. Everybody loves it. They're going to give $300 worth of Kensington Plaid away. That includes a complete plaid collection of horse clothing and accessory bags.
Oh my God, I want it!
I knew you'd want that one. That is classy stuff. And Kensington's been around forever. I mean,
our first ad has been submitted by JB Jennings. I don't know who that is.
Now, you can also get a discount when you shop at Horse Lovers just by using the coupon code HRN. You'll get $10 off any $99 order from horselovers.com. So use coupon code HRN when shopping at horselovers.com. And thank you to Tom and the gang over there for helping put the prizes together. We really appreciate it.
So are we giving these to three different people?
Three different people, yes.
Okay.
We're going to have three different winners. All right, let's get started, and we're going to start with some really bad ad, and this one's actually read by Alex. So let's take a listen to Alex. I think this one takes a minute to get rolling. Alex.
Hi, this is Alex from Pennsylvania. I have an interesting ad. It says from Foley, Alabama, animals wanted. I'm looking to put some animals on my farm. I will take free to good home animals, or I can make an offer. If I like an animal, I like animals with large horns like sheep and goats. I would be interested in zebras, Watusi cattle, yak, bison, water buffalo, rabbits, rodents, exotic animals, llamas, alpacas, pigs, or hogs. I'm not sure what he's doing. I would also be interested in birds like ducks, geese, chickens, turkeys, emus, rhea, I'm not sure what that is, ostrich, pheasants, guineas, peacocks, and quail. I also take in some types of reptiles like turtles, tortoises, and freshwater fish for tanks or ponds. Standard cattle and hornless sheep and goats are also accepted if good home is needed. If you have something else that is weird, I might be interested. Give me a call or email. And then the last thing that he says is, I will not accept horses, dogs, or cats. No, those are way too normal. What's he doing? Starting a zoo? I'm a little confused.
Oh, my God. This person should not own animals.
Don't date that guy.
Oh, my God. What do you think's going on there? He's got some side hustle going? I don't know.
I don't know.
That's
but a scary ad. My friend Larissa here in Oklahoma is listening. She just texted me an image from Facebook. So you got it. She wants to be in on the list here. And this is from Oklahoma. Geese, chickens, and guinea fowl, or I don't know what the page is. I can only see the beginning of it. And it says, we have two cows worth of frozen organs and bones. Let me know if you're interested. Thanks. No!
There's an ad you don't see every day.
I'm not interested in your two dead cow bones, organs, and...
Speaking of guinea fowl, you got rid of your guinea hens, right? Because they were too noisy?
The hens are gone. I still have two males.
Well,
I don't like
Robin sent this over, and because she has a flock of them, and she just wanted me to play this anytime the word guinea came up. That sound about right?
And now you know why I got rid of them. And that's all the time.
Well, that's hers. She has apparently a flock of them, and she just wanted me to play that anytime the word guinea came up. But I've been waiting, and it hasn't come up till now.
That like gave me chills down my spine.
Thank Robin Donahue for that.
We have two males, and they don't make the caca noise. They just chirp all the time or something. Oh my God, they're loud. Look, you can actually go and hear my male guineas because I was in the barn, and they were in the coop, okay, which is like 150 feet away, and I'm inside the barn. And you can hear them in the video of the horse sleeping on that I posted on Facebook.
You're up next. Thank you, Robin. I'll play that every time she says that word.
Robin, you're dead to me. Looking for a miniature mare. This came from Jessica. I don't know where Jessica. Oh, but it's in Eugene, Oregon.
No southern accent
you
up there.
Always give me these no punctuation nightmares. I'm looking for a miniature mare willing to pay rehoming fee. Looking for one younger than 15, if in full, that would be okay. Just to looking for some buddies for my mini gelding. If you have a mini mare horse you are selling, let me know what you got picks and price, please. Thank you. You can email me or text me at blah, blah, blah. I swear
it was invented for a reason,
but like there's spell check and there's like this thesaurus thing that kicks it. If it's underlined blue, you screwed up.
All right, Kimberly sent this one in.
Hi, this is Kim from California, and this is a Facebook ad that I was tagged on. The ad is from the Mitchell County Animal Rescue in North Carolina. The heading is World's Worst Cat. Meet Perdita, not for the faint of heart. Likes, staring into your soul until you feel as if you may never be cheerful again. The song Cat Scratch Fever, the movie Pet Sematary, Church is her hero. Jump scares are her specialty. Lurking in dark corners, being queen of her domicile, fooling shelter staff into thinking she's sick. Even the vet agrees, she's just a jerk. Dislikes, the color pink, kittens, yuck, they are so chipper. Dogs, children, the Dixie Chicks, Disney movies, children, Christmas, and last but not least, hugs. She's single and ready to be socially awkward with a socially awkward human who understands her need for personal space. Free adoption. If interested, go to blah, blah, blah. Thanks for listening.
That cat's still at the shelter.
She hates the Dixie Chicks.
She hates the Dixie Chicks. She's probably not the only one, though, to be honest. well read there, Kim. Thanks. Tav Jumper sent this one in. This one's out of New England, apparently. Daisy Reigns, $15 shipped. Got the evil asshole pony that ducks head and runs. How about the old fart that unseats you to eat grass on the trail? This piece of equipment is for you if you've said yes to either of the above. Shortest measurement is 27.5, and longest measurement is 43.5. Prevents bucking and unwanted grazing, a demon child eating Welsh ponies.
I don't know how grazing reins would prevent demon child eating Welsh ponies.
I don't know either. I didn't know there were demon children eating Welsh ponies, but, you know, that's another story. Goes back to the cat.
Remember that if you are sending in the ad yourself, you record it in, like, voice notes and then email it in or on the website, it is 2 times the entries. You could double the entries for that, just so you know, if you're on the fence about doing it. Come on. Now, we have one from Mariel.
Hey, y'all. This is Mariel Jenkwin from Lena, Wisconsin. I've got a really bad ad for you. This is a horse trailer from Irma, Wisconsin. It says, howdy. I have a 4-horse straight load trailer for sale. I acquired it after my mother-in-law sold her house and property, and the new owners wanted it removed. So I threw a new tire on it and hauled it home. Overall, it's in fairly good shape. On the way home after picking it up, one of the tires started to fall apart and tore up one of the fenders, but I will have the tire fixed prior to the sale.
That's good.
There is a small tack feed area in the forward section of the trailer. The little with the help, the light should work, but I do not know their full condition. The trailer originally came from somewhere in Virginia before it made its way up here. The original owners abandoned it in my mother-in-law's former property, so I don't have the title for it. It is also full of stuff from when my mother-in-law moved, but we have not emptied it just yet and will do so before the sale. In terms of the price, I am flexible. Keep in mind, they never mentioned a price. Do not bother me if you are not serious or do not have the cash to cover it. I will not take checks. I will not ship it for you. Didn't know you could ship horse trailers, but okay. If you are buying it as a gift, sight unseen, you are a moron and I won't sell it based on principle.
Why?
Why?
And then he puts his phone number. Keep in mind, this trailer is covered in about 3 feet of snow. There's some rust. Looks like maybe some mold. I don't know about you, but I would not buy this trailer. Thanks,
definitely
guys.
Definitely not. Sight unseen. I mean, you got to go kick the tires on that stuff.
Apparently you're required to.
Yeah. Aaron sent the next one in. This is a 6-year-old Belgian Friesian cross. That sounds like a nice mix for a husband safe horse. Trained. Oh God. What does that mean? Trained to sit. That is very awkward for a Belgian to sit.
Makes it easier to get on though. Just climb right up.
Trained to sit. Slow lopes. Neck reins, no buck, rear walk trot canters.
Neck reins, no buck, rear walk trot canters. I like
no
that.
Buck. Yeah. No,
that's all one
neck
gate.
Neck reins, no buck, rear walk trot canters.
That's all one
does
gate.
That mean it doesn't? Stands quiet to bath and farrier will ride out alone. The farrier rides it?
Alone, apparently.
Stands quiet. Oh, wait. No, I got that wrong. Stands quiet, too. Two bath and farrier will ride out alone or with others and is full to spotted draft.
So it's a spotted Belgian draft? I've never seen that.
Okay, so it's a Belgian Friesian cross that is, I think, in full to a spotted.
Oh,
what's a spotted
in full.
Draft?
Oh, got it.
Yeah, no, it is full.
Is full. So that's what confused me as I was getting my.
Well, it's no buck, no rear walk trot canters. And also the farrier will ride out alone. That's nice of the farrier to ride out
it's
alone.
It's nice that your farrier takes your horses for a ride. Jenny sent this one in.
This is Jenny Brubaker in Indiana reading a California ad. Arabian mare, the Queen Melania. DOB 1/07/13, 7 years old, dark chestnut in winter, 4 white socks, W/thick white blaze, 15.3, HH free range, 24/7/365, .. speed, .. strength, .. power, .. quickness, .! solid muscle, UTD, VAX, 30 days ground training, Melania is an alpha mare, spirited, independent, proud, big girl, and so beautiful, .. She's a sprinter and a jumper, .. My fastest, quickest horse, .. Loves to run, .. Very high, .. Q, period. Melania is looking for an expert, period, rider, slash trainer with a firm grip and a gentle hand, .! .. Preferred, contact email, .. Can be seen 10:00 a.m./2:00 p.m. Strength training. Make appointment to see lead email message.
What?
Come on up, .! Bring your lead rope, saddle, SADDEL, trailer, and cash reduced price. Super deal, .. $1,000 to good home. Leave your telephone number, email, and we will call you right back. .. Going once, .. .. Going twice, .. .. .. Are you man enough for .. Melania, ..
Can Glenn, can I request that you get the sound of like applause, you know, like the roar of a crowd or something? Because Jenny.
Well done.
Well done. Well done.
Well read.
That's
that was
so
a,
hard
that
to
was
read.
A fun one to read.
You have one. You better read the punctuation on this.
You
next
got
one.
Real quiet. Actually, we're going to skip that one. Hannah, we're going to save yours for next week because I want to get to all of the.
It's so good.
All the
it's
listener.
So
we'll save it for next week. All of the listener ones before we run out of time. So Mary sent this one in.
Hi, everyone. It's Mary in Wyoming.
Hi, Mary.
And I have a really bad ad, and I'm hoping I can read this because I've only read it.
Have you noticed that most of these ads are people that live in the north in the snow and have nothing better to do?
Ain't got nothing to do.
At once, and it was hard. But here we go. It is 12 top quality saddle mule, $7,500. I don't know if that's for all 12 or for each one, but I think you would pay that much after you read the ad for one. Here we go. We have 12 top quality, well-breed, super trained, comma, mules, comma, this mules have been this year and others last year working for over 6 months with the Bald Mountain Outfitters, comma, space, packing feed, space, comma, food, comma, gear, comma, deer, comma, elk, etc. They have been in the tough, T-U-F-F, comma, rough, R-U-F-F, county, the tough, rough county. They hobble, comma, highline, comma, single leg picket, comma, they will lead, they will pack in any line, comma, these mules will proof themselves all types of county, period. Pick one up for a week before you pay, period. You will not get stuck with someone's junk, all caps. This is a spring sale only offering these mules for this price through March 15, space, first come bases, period. Early spring sale, all caps. And then they give the website, and then they say, most of these mules are not posted on the website. That's what Sunny thinks of this.
So this is a business that posted that ad?
I'm not even going to pretend to know what she read. Well, I couldn't
apparently
even
apparently it was from an outfitter's. Hello. Doesn't say things very good about the business, just saying. All right, Scott always finishes this up. When we have one from Scott, he's allowed to be the last one.
Hey, this is Scott in Virginia with another bad ad from Louisa, Virginia, off the Richmond Craigslist. Title is Quarter Horse and Calves, $1,500, Louisa. It includes 22 photographs. Hello, I got a quarter horse gelding. He's not registered. Needs a experienced rider. He's green broke. Doesn't bite, kick, or buck. Picks up all 4 feet. Has front shoes on. He stands to be saddle and to put his winter blanket on. Comes in pasture. Asking $1,500 OBO. Let's talk about a price. He's four. Then I got 2 4-month-old Jersey cows. They're my daughter's pets and loves people and loves to be brushed. Asking $150 each.
She's selling her daughter's pets.
What? And she's included 22 photographs.
22 photographs. The horse is in pasture. Is that like being pregnant? What's that mean? The horse is in the pasture and you have to go out and get it? I don't
know
what
that
means.
You gotta go catch it. Well, how many of them have we seen? You catch it, you snap it.
That's a fancy way of saying that this horse can't be caught. The horse is in pasture. I like that. It sounds so sophisticated. The horse is in pasture. That's it for today. Thank you, everybody. We have a whole bunch of people, though, that we didn't mention today, don't we?
Yes, Hannah sent one in. We'll get to that one next week because I really like it. And then we've got Nicole and Caitlin and Cynthia and Kayla and Lynn. You guys are all in the running for the myriad of prizes that we have, the million dollars worth of horse lovers equipment.
Horselovers.com. Thank you to them for doing that. Thank you to Kentucky Performance Products also. Hang around after the show. There's a story we didn't get to that I want to talk to Jamie about and get her honest to goodness opinion about this. And it might involve your exes on Valentine's Day.
Careful asking me for my honest
opinion.
Yeah,
well, we might have to edit some of it out.
Because I'll give it to you.
So that's it for today. Thank you, everybody. We'll be back on Monday. Actually, Jamie will be back on Monday. I may
that's
not
right.
be back on Monday because I have jury duty. So Debbie is filling in for me. Now, I did get a notice that I do have to call the day before. So I'm hoping that when I call the day before, they say don't come in. I guess it depends on how many cases.
Yeah,
or whatever.
You're supposed to call the day before the night by like 5 o'clock or something.
Yeah.
Hey, what did you learn today?
What did I learn today? I learned that even when I bring a happy story, you pick holes in it.
Well, I mean, there were some pretty big holes. Like,
it was a happy story about Florida. I'm stretching here to find a happy story about Florida, okay?
They're few and far between, and that's why. Because they're very, very easy to pick through. I learned that our listeners are quite talented at reading ads, and I appreciate every time you guys do it. Thank you very much. Y'all spay, neuter, geld. Have a great one. Peace.
Hey, for the post show, start thinking about the Valentine's song you want to sing at the end of it.
Oh, good call. Good call. I do sing at the end of all of these. You're welcome.
I think it encourages them to turn it off.